plan A and plan B were to sell bauxite into the aluminium industry into China and India, respectively. And both of those markets were closed to us all of a sudden. It happened late October through to the middle of December last year. Luckily, we had a plan C, and C stands for cement. And we'd spent all of 2015 getting test work done on our product for the use in high-specification cement making. We had all of the approvals in place, and luckily we were able to go back out to the market and find a market in the cement industry. And of all things, we've also found a market in the fertiliser industry, which is very encouraging because fertiliser is a growth industry as well as cement.
Tell me about those markets, because I'm aware of bauxite being an input for aluminium smelting, but where does it fit in cement and in fertiliser?
Well, most of the world's cement is made from limestone and bauxite. Here in Australia, we don't do that as much as other countries because usually cement can get its aluminium from a local source near the cement works. Bauxite is an ideal product if it meets certain engineering specifications, which luckily ours does from Tasmania. It has to be very clean bauxite with low contaminants, no radioactivity, no salts or anything nasty in it that would affect the cement quality. And basically it is a source of aluminium and iron oxides that go into the cement making process. In fertiliser, bauxite is not a fertiliser in its own right, but what it does do, it helps turn the fertiliser into a more solid material that can be spread by spreaders, and you get a greater efficiency in your fertiliser coverage. So those two industries are growth industries, as I said, and they will be the industry we will focus on for the next 18 months.
Like much of mining, I understand that there's pressure on prices in the fertiliser sector. You've obviously factored that into your plans.
The prices in fertiliser are certainly better than the prices in the metallurgical markets in China and India right now. To put it into context, the index for bauxite into China has fallen from the mid 70 US dollars a ton down to as low as 20 US dollars a ton, and that's put many suppliers out of business. The fertilizer market is holding up and the cement market is growing.
When did your first shipment go out?
We shipped on the 28th of April. We had a deadline. We had to have it on the ship by the 30th of April. We made it with 2 days to spare. That was very nerve-wracking.
Out from Bell Bay?
It left from Bell Bay. It was very successfully loaded. It was loaded overnight. It ran like clockwork. Bell Bay is a very well-managed port, and we need to develop it more thoroughly. I think it can start providing services to other parts of Australia because it's underutilised and it's very efficiently managed. So everything ran like clockwork.
And is that shipment still on the water?
Yes. I'd have to check the dates. No, it should be being unloaded. We lose interest after it's left the port.
I understand. But you probably don't lose interest in other orders down the pipe.
No, we are working on the second and the third shipload. We have a customer who is currently bulldozing a stockpile pad so he can take our product and use it. And we have another stockpile location being cleared out and getting approvals for receiving our product.
Then plans to continue mining in the Midlands this winter, or have you been chastened by last year's difficulties?
Chastened's a very subtle word, Rosalie. It's more like shell-shocked or gun-shy. You know, for your audience, people would understand the term gun-shy.
Yes.
We are extremely hardened by last year's experience. We are a little bit wary of another poor winter. It's not so much the temperature or the snow, it was the extremely low evaporation rate. The ground never dried out. It was always damp. In summer, the production just ran very, very efficiently and so much lower in cost. The cost is half what it is in winter. So we are inclined to be a seasonal miner, but an all-year-round marketer. that is yet to be determined. If a customer that we really want to impress wants the product now, and there is such a customer from America of all places who is suggesting that that may be the case, we would put the hard yards in and try to reopen the operation near Campbelltown as soon as we got a firm contract and hopefully with a small cash advance.